dialing 8th and Walton conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton conference call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Thank you so much for dialing into our little show this week. Hey, my name is Jared Davis. I tell you this quite a bit, and I know you think I'm not sincere, but I really do appreciate you. It's just very nice of you to spend a few minutes with us each week to talk a little retail, talk a little supplier news. You know what? I know how fast and furious it's getting, and I know how busy you are. Listen, I don't care what the boss is throwing at you this week. I don't care what the other morons in your office are doing to drive you crazy. It doesn't matter what your project is. Do me a favor. Please, get up every morning, look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, somebody out there appreciates me. And at the very least, I'm not on the marketing team for Build-A-Bear. Can I just say one thing about that whole fiasco before we get started with the podcast? Last week, when the whole thing happened with Build-A-Bear, we had like 7 jokes that we were going to share on today's podcast about it. Every one of them got rejected by our PR director. Do you know why? Do you know why, Emma? Because our PR director's husband was in back of one of the lines and did not get his bear. But that is not the purpose of today's show. That's not why we're here. We've got a great podcast for you today. Let me tell you what happened. We set up an interview for this podcast with April Segebruck, who's co-founder of Movista. And you know Movista. They've got this great technology that helps retailers and suppliers manage their mobile teams all across the country. So I'd gone over to Movista and I was going to talk with April about her CPG experience, all her time in the supplier world, and how she kind of brought these solutions to the industry and this technology they've developed. And as April and I were recording the interview over in her office, we had a great conversation about women in technology and really the barriers that women face in entering and advancing in technology, the need for more role models and connections. April is very, very passionate about things that need to happen to create more opportunity for women in the tech industry. So having said all that, here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn this into a 2-part podcast series. Next week, we're going to visit with April about how she's used her experience as a CPG supplier to now support suppliers through Movista's One App, O-N-E, the One App. Today, we're going to hear her perspective on women in technology and what she sees for the future of the industry. So, speaking of women in technology, and one that I have great admiration for, Miss Emma, yes, I'm talking about you. Would you please roll that interview? That is cut number 5. Cut number 5.
April, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me very much. Excited to be here.
Hey, first of all, give us a little bit of your background in the tech industry.
From a technology standpoint, I've had about 8 years of experience. I was thrown into it, not intentionally, but more by happenstance. I'm a business marketing major by education, but started a technology-based company here in Bentonville, Arkansas, and really had to just kind of figure it out as I went, and have come a long way in the last 8 years.
Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about women in technology, because I know this is a big passion of yours. Thinking back on your experience, what are some of the barriers out there as women try to get into this field or even try to advance?
I think it's an interesting topic, really, in general, around the current penetration rate, if you will, of females within the technology industry and what's holding that back. From a personal barrier standpoint, I didn't go down the traditional computer science, computer engineering path that many do. So I was put into it from, as I said, necessity of starting a business that was tech focused. So the challenges for myself were really around learning the trade, learning the blocking and tackling of technology. And that's something that, again, not traditionally taught. So self-taught through experiences, taught through being in a situation where you had to learn, you know, what was needed to deliver the technology solution. And I think that was an interesting thing that has been brought to light for me is technology is a tool to solve business challenges. It's not just semicolon backslashes. It is a tool in your arsenal to take a really high-powered software or whatever it may be and apply it to a business challenge and solve that challenge and deliver value. I think as an industry as a whole, I think there's an awareness challenge for females in general. I think there's a lack of role models you can point to and say, I want to be like her when young girls and young females are growing up. I also think there's kind of a fear of the unknown of, can I really do that? As little girls growing up, they need to have the reassurance and things that they can point to that reassure them that they can be successful. And I think there's been a lack of that over time. On the male side, I mean, you have the Wozniaks and the Steve Jobs and the Bill Gates. And there's no one really you can point to on the female side that brings that same role model presence. So I think that's a big barrier when you look at females and technology in general.
So when we look at your company, Movista, you're actually made up of about 40% female workers, which is well above the industry average, which is between 20-25%. Does that bother you, April, that that's still a distinction that has to be made, or are you seeing some real progress being made in the tech industry?
We're actually really proud of that here at Movista. We make a conscious effort to look at the female applicants that we have that are responding to job postings, and really those that we can seek out and find ourselves in the local region, local area, females that are in technology or want to have a career within technology. And we have found that there's not as many true developers, engineers, that are female that we have access to. And I say that is, if you look at our applicant rate on open engineering and developer jobs, it's a 1-15 ratio of females to male applicants. That right there, I think, speaks to some of the challenges that we have of the number of individuals that are out there in the true, again, development/engineering roles that are, you know, male versus the female fit. We've really worked consciously to impact that ratio from a standpoint of, we have folks that are in, I'll call it ancillary teams within Movista that we're putting programs in place. We've actually taken some of our ancillary teams to the true, to the core developer and engineering teams, and those that have a tech focus but aren't as true engineering focused, and put them on a path to help them gain those skills, the core programming skills, I'll call them, so that they can jump into junior developer, junior engineering roles within Movista. That's been a very conscious effort on our part and a program that we've put in place. As far as just the industry as a whole, it doesn't, you know, irk me that that question's still asked. I feel like that's on us as a group to impact that change. That it has to be asked and that it's out there is what we have to address. And we have to address that through our mindset and create, like we talked about, create that role model that little girls, young girls can point to and say, hey, I want to grow up and be like her.
Kind of going along with that, what are some changes that you would like to see in the future to really open up more of these opportunities for young women that want to get into the tech industry?
I think one of the things that can actually impact change on that front is college programs. The recruiting departments within these college universities and how they're attracting their students. I think a lot of that has to be a conscious, concerted effort. It's not going to change overnight, and it's not something that without the focus is going to change. The other thing is internal mentorship within companies and across companies. You're getting out there as a tech leader, you know, male or female. I love what Michael and Joe are doing over at RevUnit, specifically Michael, as far as he's reaching out into the tech community and making a conscious, concerted effort to go across the line, go across the fence and see what he can do to actually help the female in tech movement.
So April, before we go, if there's anyone listening today who's interested in mentorships or peer circles with technology professionals, are there any groups or organizations that you recommend?
Great question, and great way to get involved in the industry, involved in the technology, and also the community. There's some really cool stuff that our friends over at RevUnit are doing. There's a Million Cup series every Wednesday morning that they host out of the Exchange right off of A Street in Bentonville. There's a Brewer Center in Fayetteville, which is a entrepreneurial hub that is supported by the University of Arkansas, has a lot of fantastic programs going through there. Follow them on Facebook Facebook or LinkedIn. They're communicating those programs a lot. And then the other thing, there's the Northwest Arkansas Tech Council. They're doing some really cool stuff, more globally within technology, but also working to bring different female technologists together to have different series as far as the hot topics in the industry and where you can get plugged in.
April, we appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great day.